This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel? The Don and Mike Show.
Legendary Canadian troubadours, Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
Like most Americans, I ain't watching the Olympics.
Yeah, I remember I was arguing with you about that at the beginning, but now I'm not doing it. I haven't been doing it. I have no idea why.
Because it's boring as hell.
Well, it's different. I know it's different than it's been in years past.
No matter how many people get thrown on their heads, how many of our drunk skiers fail to win, no matter how many of our black skaters are mad at our white skaters,
right.
No matter how many of our athletes go into the village and spend thousands of dollars on Louis Vuitton bags, mm-hmm. no matter how flaming the one guy is,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing you can hang your hat on with the Olympics.
There used to be. There used to be. The whole thing used to be different. Where did it go wrong?
I've just given you like 12 big storylines, mm-hmm. which nobody gives a crap about.
Yeah, but where did it go wrong is what I wanted, because it used
right
to be.
Right here, Mike. Hold on. I got it for you.
It used to be a big deal.
Now, last night they had, what is the, I got a picture for you here. It's the it's the couples that are
Paris figure skating. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The Russians, I guess she's sexy. His name is Oskana, and her name is Maxim, or maybe her name is Maxim.
Is it Oksana?
Yeah. So that must be, her. Yeah. Anyway, on our website at dynamikewebsite.com, there's a picture from last night's Olympics, and
very nice.
She got the nip slip. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt at all.
Yeah. It happens, I guess.
That's about the only good thing that I can think that's happened out of the Olympics.
You could hang your hat on
thus
that.
Thus far, yes.
Isn't that buzz?
Wonderful.
You know what's funny is the Associated Press sent that out.
Yes.
So obviously no one looked at it too close, so maybe they're not watching it at the AP either.
But you can see on that right one.
Yeah.
So yeah.
There you go.
All right.
And now listen, as long as we're on the topic of the Olympics here. Let's try this.
Huh?
Let's just try to call Italy and see if anybody will take our call to discuss how bad the Olympics sucks. Now, because of these stupid phone rules, we've got to get Rob to get someone to get the permission.
Right. Okay.
So let me see. It's 0-1. It's the country code, right?
That's a good idea.
0-1-5-6-7.
Are you going to need ZD?
Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, Buzz. That's so loud.
Okay, there you go. There, it's ringing.
Pronto.
So now we'll hear Rob, actually. I'm calling the Turin Palace Hotel, which I guess the Torino Palace Hotel.
It was a fax machine.
Fax machine.
Ouch.
Okay.
Pronto. Avante.
All right, let's try the Hotel Cremaya.
Pronto. Hey, how you doing? Just want to call to find out just how great those Olympics are. You having a good time over there with all the bigger tourists?
Is he a friend of ours?
Buying up all the things?
Ah, there's that foreign ring.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Just the ring. Let me see if you just get
second
anybody. Second ring. Calling a hotel again.
1140 on
what?
It's like 1140.
Well, that's got to be the big man, in the middle of everything, huh?
Third ring at a hotel.
What's the matter, you?
Hey.
Why you feeling so bad?
Shut up in your face.
Shut up in your face.
Four rings.
And tell me that you love me.
Like midnight Italy is like, it's like noon here, right?
Hey, how you doing? What's up? What are you? I want to find a bigger ice dancer. Take
dinner.
Her out from out of town.
Try shut up, you. Try 01139 011.
Minge those peppers. Forget about it.
Calling the Villa Sassy.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Wait until we hear the ring.
The Villa Sassy.
Please.
I'm waiting.
They ain't bad with the Villa Sassy.
Yeah.
That's where they go. Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
They all got a big
attitude. Well,
you got somebody.
Hi, do you speak English? Hi. I'm calling from American CBS Radio. Can we put your voice on the radio?
Here we go. Get ready for some Olympic excitement.
Okay, you're going to be on the radio. Hang on.
All right, now.
Here we go now.
Here we go. Let's welcome... to the show. Someone from...
the Villa Sassi.
Villa Sassi.
Hey, ciao.
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 Bene.
How you doing?
Hello, this is
Don. I'm working.
My name is Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
How you do?
And we are the most famous disc jocks in all of America.
How you doing? It's late at night now in Italy, eh?
No, it's just... it's 15 to midnight.
Quarter to midnight.
It's not so late. I have all the night to work, so it's not so late.
Can you tell me something, please? Do the Italians think the Olympics suck as much as the Americans think they suck? Do you know what suck means?
Suck.
Stinks.
Do the Italians think are the Italians enjoying the Olympics because the Americans
yes.
are not?
Yes, yeah, in Turin there's a very, very nice atmosphere. It's very, very enjoying. Yes.
It's not very good to watch on TV, though.
Yeah?
No. Not in America. No,
we don't,
it's not.
We don't like it on TV.
Are there a lot of hot babes at the Villa Sassi?
No, not so lot.
I think we have to really, because I think there's a little barrier here.
Do you have unlimited breadsticks and salad at your restaurant?
No.
Have you ever heard of a great Italian restaurant called the Olive Garden?
Have you ever heard of the Ristorante Olivo Garden?
No, I don't know it.
What is the most popular dish at the Villa Sassi? Mangia. What's the most popular mangia at the Villa Sassi?
Ma, there is a lot of dishes here.
What's the numero uno?
Spaghetti?
We can have, I don't know.
Spaghetti. Pizza.
We have the meat, fassone.
Hey, watch this name.
Okay.
Hey, Alberto Tomba.
Tomba.
Huh?
Tomba.
Okay, I'll throw it out, Mike. There you go. You like Tony Danza?
Who is it? Is it?
Do you know who Tony Danza is? He's a very famous Italian.
No. Gino Lollobrigida?
Lollobrigida, yes.
How about Chef Boyardee?
Yeah.
If he knows that one, he might be an older guy.
Uh-huh. Dean Martin?
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
Now, can you tell me something about Italy? Mm. Where's the Leaning Tower of Pizza? Where is the Leaning Tower of Pizza?
Pizza.
I would like to see the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Hey, did you know that our skiers are drunk?
You can ask them. Have you seen a lot of drunk Americans?
No, I haven't seen any. No.
Are there many Americans staying at your hotel?
No, we don't have Americans.
You don't have Americans?
No.
Do you have all Italians at your hotel?
No, we have Korean people.
You have what?
Korean.
Korean?
Korea, yeah.
Oh, you have Koreans.
Koreans.
Yeah. Koreans.
Oh. Hide the towels. The Pope. He's a dead.
No, he's not.
The other one is.
Yeah, the new one ain't.
The good one
Come
is.
Come on. They make a new one right after they lose the old one.
Now,
what do you talk about if Pope is a dead? Hey,
seriously, are you excited, you personally, sir? You are in Italy. You're working at Villa Sassi.
Villa Sassi.
Are you excited?
Yes. How do you know it, Villa Sassi?
We know because it's a popular all over the world.
Yes?
Villa Sassi. All over the world.
I've been here.
I want to go. We come for free, eh?
No, for free.
actually, George Clooney mentioned it.
George. Yeah, George Clooney, but he said.
Yes, George Clooney told us.
You know George?
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
He stayed at Villa Sassi.
Hey, here's a question for you.
No, they are not here.
Ricky Martin, Fagolini, huh? sucky, sucky. Huh? Like you know what I mean, right? Kissy, kissy. Kissy, kissy, man, man.
Canto questo por la Villa Sassi. How much? How much for one night?
For one night, 240.
American? 240 American?
Euros.
Euros. That means $2 million.
Have you run across... have you run across Katie Couric's incredible attitude yet? Have you tripped on her attitude while walking through the streets?
Yeah.
And why do they call it Torino? That's a bad Ford car. That's not really the name of your town.
Why it's called Torino? It's a long story, sorry, about Torino. I don't know it.
Hey, my friend, what is your name?
My name is Mariano.
Mariano. Hey, let me ask you a question. You got a lot of pretty girls in Torino?
Yes, a lot of pretty guys, yeah.
Blondes?
Yes, yes.
Italian blonde women, eh?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yes. Oh, yes, see? No. Yes, yes. I go to school with people from that part of the world.
Do they have mustaches?
That's South. Donnie, South.
Do your Korean guests carry knives or guns?
Can you speak Korean?
No, absolutely not.
Do you speak any Korean at all?
No, at all.
No.
You do not.
You speak Italian, huh?
Yes, I speak Italian.
Yeah, go ahead, speak Italian to us.
Say something. But you understand that?
Yeah, we will. We have a guy on the show who understands all of it.
Ma non avete niente di meglio da fare stasera?
Sì, sì.
Yeah.
Sì?
Yeah.
Have you understood?
Sì.
Oh, yes. Like
what did you say?
I was saying, you have anything to do better than this tonight?
I guess the answer would have been no.
The answer is no. What do you think about the fighting among the American athletes? Like, do you even know the story that we have the colored guy who never... Now, do you even have colored guys in Italy? Or is it all white?
I don't know it.
No existo.
Okay, so you don't know about the...
Of course they have black people.
How many people are you there? I don't know.
We have about 50. 50 people.
50
people. 50. Yeah. 50. 50,
sì. Okay. 50 cazzoni.
Listen, forget asking. You won't figure out anything about our Olympic team, and I barely know enough to ask myself.
Somebody nice, no.
What's that?
Somebody nice, no.
Like women?
All guys, no.
Yeah,
yes. It's an all guys show.
All guys, yeah. No female.
Where can I see you?
If you go to donandmikewebsite.com, you can see our pictures. Hey, when you play football, it's soccer. It's not real football.
Why?
That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
What do you like?
I don't like soccer.
You don't like soccer?
What's your favorite sport?
What a good guy.
My favorite sport is baseball.
Baseball, my man! Mariano, baseball!
Hey, how about that?
Do you know we have a famous Mariano in American baseball? You know who it is?
That's it.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah,
see? Yeah. From the bad team. From the evil team.
Hey, how about that Mussolini, huh?
Mussolini is dead. Fortunately, he's dead.
Yes.
Mariano.
They have a guest coming. Sorry, just a minute.
You got to go take care of the guest.
My colleague. I must go.
If I might have one final question.
Yeah.
Do you like Prego?
What?
I think it's a very good spaghetti sauce. Prego with meat chunks.
Newman.
Was my last question. Mike, yours?
My last question. Mariano, what's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink, mojito.
What is that?
Mojito.
Mojito?
Yes.
Rum and fresh milk. Have you ever had love with an American woman?
Good question.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah, you haven't missed
it. Stick to the Italians.
Che cosa devo dire?
Hey, one question, one last question. Mariano.
Yeah.
Do Italian women shave their arms? Their armpits?
Yes, there are a lot. Yes, I have some friends who do that. Yes.
So it's the French that don't shave their armpits. Italian women shave their armpits.
French doesn't wash them, I think.
That's right, Mariano, my friend.
Does not wash his feet.
Why don't you write me an email?
Write you a mail?
Yes, okay. I want to see you.
Hold on. We'll get your address.
We'll get your address. We'll send you something.
Hold on, please.
Hold on.
Mariano?
Yes, Mariano.
Mariano?
I thought he said a piano. He was like, yes, we'll send you a piano.
Mariano.
Of course, Mariano.
Mariano.
Hold on, please.
The record is intact, ladies and gentlemen. Ciao, Mariano.
Ciao.
Ciao. Hold on, please.
Hold on.
Pick up the phone.
So, hello! So are you writing my address?
Get his address, Rob.
I shall. Hang on 1 second, okay?
How does he think it went?
Just almost send it to the Vatican.
And once again, the record is intact.
Yes.
We continue to speak the international language
of love.
We do.
Right. How can it be? We are so hated in our home country, yet we pick up the telephone and get an instant rapport going.
Did you see how quickly it took us to... Hey, you know how it ends? He wants us to send him letters.
Right.
That's it.
Now you know how it worked for Hasselhoff.
He wants us to come over there, have a mojito with him, and find the women who don't wash their feet.
Some schmuck who's working the desk in Torino, Italy.
At the Villa Sassi with a bunch of Koreans in the hotel. Having a grand old time.
Well, that's our Olympic update.
Hey, they kicked our ass in short track a couple of times.
Hope you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Mariano.
Rob's made a friend.
Hold on. Rob is really doing this.
I want to be your friend.
Hold on.
Please.
Mariano, and do you have a last name?
Can you send me a picture of you?
Giraldi?
Ask him if he believes in the mafia.
about the mafia?
Oh, my. Okay. Now we're blowing it.
Is there mafia in
Torino?
Maybe
not.
It's everywhere, yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's mostly in America. You're not a part of it, though. God bless you, Mariano. Keep on the straight and narrow.
Tell him Furio says hi.
And Furio says hello.
Furio Junta.
Furio Junta.
Like the Sopranos? Sopranos, que bene.
Olive Garden. All the breadsticks you want.
He hadn't heard of it. I was surprised.
Hey, Mariano, enjoy the unlimited pasta bowl.
You want a pleasure? Try and spell donandmikewebsite.com to someone with no understanding of English letters.
D-O-N-A.
Websites, why? Websites, why?
All right, that's your Olympic update.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.